the splash, remember just the same. The sleep is wearing thin, something is breaking in, and I never want to be where you never go. Oh, big intruder. Oh, big intruder, steals my heart. Oh,
Big Intruder by Jordan Klassen, a Western Canadian Music Award nominee, Factor Grant recipient, and Peak Performance Project's second prize winner, whose songs have received over 3 million spins on Spotify. I spoke with Jordan over Skype. Jordan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When did you first know that you wanted to pursue a career in music?
Well, I was raised in a pretty creative family, so I always knew that I wanted to make stuff. And so when I was in high school, the cool thing to make was music. So I started playing in bands, and yeah, and I liked it so much, especially the songwriting part of it, that I didn't even go to college, and I just kept doing that, like, after high school. That was kind of, in the end, I kind of trapped myself almost, so now I have to do it.
Who were a few of your strongest musical influences at the time when you were starting to develop your own sound?
It kind of changed. I had kind of like a musical revolution probably at the end of high school. And when I started writing, I was really into like a lot of modern rock. I really liked Nickelback and a lot of pretty terrible music, Collective Soul, that kind of thing. And then when I went to, when I was in grade 12, my family went to England and I bought a Radiohead record. I bought Kid A. I listened to it 100 times and I thought, oh, wow, this is what music actually supposed to be like. So from that point then, I love Radiohead and The Shins, Sufjan Stevens. I've loved Joanna Newsom and Iron and Wine. Yeah, those are a few. Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite or particularly beloved guitar?
Good question. I don't really. I mean, the guitar I use now, I've had for about 10 years, and so it is fairly beloved. It's a Martin, like a DC-30, I think it's called. And it's showing signs of being very well worn. It'll start to have holes in it and stuff soon, which is great. But yeah, my Martin is probably my most beloved guitar.
Do you approach your songwriting by having your lyrics inspire your music, or do you usually start with a riff or a hook?
Yeah, I usually start with a chord structure. I'll go, this is a chord progression that I like, and then I'll write a melody over top of that. The riffs or like the kind of lead lines and stuff, and then last is almost always it's lyrics. Once in a while I'll write like a poem or something that I want to use and then set it to music, but that's rare.
Have you ever had a song that felt like it almost came from above, sort of came to you fully formed?
Yeah, actually a few times. Sometimes actually some of my favorite songs are ones where I kind of sing a line or there's something where I think, oh, that would really express really well what I'm going through right now. And then the melody kind of comes with the line. And then I'll kind of write the song around that. That happens too. But like, again, that's pretty rare. Also, there've been a few songs where I've dreamt the song and at least the melody. Yeah, but again, that's very rare.
You released your most recent album, Big Intruder, in September.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel your sounds evolved with the new recording?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, I don't know, I hope they've evolved. What my idea was to do something that was just kind of challenged what I usually do, which is kind of folky, like very cinematic folk. That's kind of quirky. I wanted to do something more kind of like a band. I've always avoided like drum kits and just anything that kind of just sounds like a band on the stage. And this time I wanted to do something that sounded like a band. So I guess it was an evolution in that it's different and it uses more traditional means of communicating the song, which I think that I pulled off.
Was there a theme to the songs in that collection?
Yeah. Like lyrically, the theme would be, I got married at the end of 2016. So lyrically, I think the songs are a lot about choices, essentially, and being someone who makes choices as opposed to just waiting for life to happen to them. Being someone who's okay with some of the grown-up routines that I've always feared my whole life. Like choosing one person and saying, I promise that I'm going to stay with you no matter what. That is that was always very scary for me. So the record's kind of about growing up and not living in just kind of this state of perpetual non-committedness.
You have a wonderful and super fun video up on YouTube for your song Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that song and video?
Yeah, so I guess I kind of feel like a lot has been done as far as just really, a lot of really great high quality music videos. And I started thinking, how could I play with the idea of really kind of crappy, like just like poorly filmed, like stuff that I used to see like on public access television when I was a kid. And so we rented a handy cam and from like 1992 or something. And yeah, just kind of based it on those. I had a bunch of videos that I showed the guy, Evan, that I worked with, and they were all kind of just like it seems like they just went out for like an hour and filmed this music video, you know, just really kind of off the cuff, like, not heavy production. So, and the artist was just kind of sitting around lip syncing. And so, yeah, I wanted to kind of do something based off that. So it's definitely like kind of a nostalgic nod to the past a little bit.
Hey, my Dominica. Love ain't always a fight. It never comes playing you.